What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to, I think it's Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, one of my favorite rap groups of all time, where he's talking about Terrence Howard quitting acting because Hollywood is trying to make black men effeminate, and it's really nothing new. It's just being amplified more and more. Before we do that, let's give you a word from Dizzle. So
it's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like that's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one.
Everybody talk about Dizzle new drink. They like you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, scroll below those website links and you'll see actual store locations in those states as well. Don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on merchandise store, hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. That actually rhymes. And go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And I just personally added new listings on the Etsy shop for Dizzle Brand, so check them out. We're gonna see what the great Willie D has to say.
The family,
what up?
Veteran actor Terrence Howard appears to be leaving his acting career behind and calling it quits. During an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Terrence said that he is prepared to fully take a step back from the craft. He said, this is the end. He revealed that during a red carpet for The Best Man, The Final Chapters in Los Angeles. Terrence said that he retired 2 years ago for the most part and was done. He said he asked Sidney Poitier 10 years ago, did he want to do any more work? And Sidney said, why would I want to spend the last 10 years of my life doing an impersonation of myself? Terrence said, that's where he is right now. Terrence says he's gotten to the point where now he's given the very best that he has as an actor. He said that he's enjoying watching other new talent come around and don't want to do an impersonation of himself. At one point, he even credited fellow entertainers in the industry, saying that there are actors out there who can do things he was never able to do. So he wants to applaud them, and he is excited about watching what they do. But here's the kicker, fam. The thing that could cost him some career equity down the line. Terrence expressed the stories he'd like to see portrayed by black men in Hollywood in the near future. His words, I would like to know the ability of men to be men and people to be people. The man has been demonized. The strength and character and faults that come with the man are necessary for balance. With the new form,
exactly.
Most men are made to be effeminate and not have their power or sense of strength.
Let me pause for a second. I always stress balance. Like, we can't have women being women and men being women too, because then there's no balance. That's why it's good and bad, love and hate, you know, good and evil, left and right, up and down. All these things are part of the balance. I mean, like, I always felt like you can't truly know love until you know hate. And you can't truly know hate until you truly know love. You know, people throw these words around, you know, like they're baseballs all the time. You know, I love you, I love you, I hate you, I hate you. Like, so many people think off of emotions and react off emotions. They just throw these words around like baseballs, you know, but like, we need men to be men and women to be women. It's part of the balance, you know, light and dark. It's part of the balance, day and night, you know.
They allow white men to be able to be strong, but when it's black men, it's seen as a threat. I don't want to remove a few chromosomes to fit in someone's story. So I feel they need to expand their stories to allow men to be men and simultaneously appreciate a woman's beauty.
Before Willie D's finished, I gotta chime in. I've always said this, Hollywood does have a habit of, it's like every black male actor that wants to reach a certain height has to play a gay role in Hollywood or a feminine role. You know, the only actor that I can remember, like black male actors that are super big and super great that never played a gay role or a feminine role, was Denzel Washington, who probably should be president as far as I'm concerned. But Will Smith, first role, gay scenes. I mean, The Rock has played a gay role. There's just so many. I've seen so many of these black male actors. It seems like I've heard that they have to play these roles to get future roles that they want to get, unless you're just Denzel Washington, you know. And they're right. Like, I don't see all these white actors having to play gay roles. Like, I can't think of a gay role Tom Cruise did, Brad Pitt. And I'm not saying they don't do them. I know Bruce Willis on that movie where he was a hitman assassin with Richard Greer, The Jackal. He had a part of that movie, he played somewhat of a gay role. So there has been white male actors, but very few compared to the black male actors. It does seem like there is this thing where black male actors have to play gay roles, or they're not going to get any future roles that they want to get accepted for, you know, in prominent Hollywood movies, man. And I've heard the rumors, like, a gay role or a bullet to the ass. So that, like, that's the thing. They said rumors that Denzel really took a bullet to the ass in Training Day. And when you look at Martin, they say he took a bullet to the ass and he did the gay role because he did Big Mama's House. When you dress up like a woman, that's the same thing doing the gay roles, basically, you know, the cross-dressing or transgender gay roles that they force on black male actors in Hollywood.
Damn, Skippy.
He wasn't hold clapping for me.
TH gonna hold it down.
Made it seem like he was clapping for me.
Terrence, don't get off the square. They're gonna test you. They are going to bring those words back up and throw it in your face.
Yep. Remember when you said this?
Make sure you stick to your guns.
You see? Yeah, don't backtrack.
This is what they do, fam. The moment you disagree with them or you challenge them with that narrative that they're trying to run with, they're going to come for you.
Yep.
Here's the thing. What if everybody they came for, I'm talking about the people that was righteous, the people that stood for something, that had an opinion about something, that said, I don't give a damn how y'all feel about it. I'm going to stick with my opinion. I'm going to stick with what I said. What if, I'm particularly talking about the righteous ones, What if everybody just stood their ground? They'd have to go somewhere else with that mess, fam. Terrence said, and he perfectly articulated that.
Everybody ain't standing their ground either.
I love how he broke this down. He said, the man has been demonized. The strength and character and faults that come with a man are necessary for balance. That come with a man.
Balance.
A man. A man's man. It's necessary for balance. If you want a woman to play the role, get a woman to play the role. You want a dude acting like a woman, why don't you just get a woman? Dude said, with the new formula, most men are made to be effeminate and not have their power or sense of strength. They allow white men to be able to be strong, but when it's black men, it's seen as a threat. Exhibit A, Charles Barkley. The bigger they are, the more effeminate they got to be, the less spine they have to come with. Exhibit B, Scary Cruz. Scary Cruz, y'all know who's scary. Scary Cruz.
Scary Cruz.
It's like the bigger you are, the more of a boy you got to be. The more of a coward you got to be. And I'm talking about mainly to them. Because when it comes to black folks, they got all the smoke. Exhibit C. Stephen A. Smith. They got all the smoke when it comes to black folks. And when they say something that's inappropriate, that's offensive to black people, oh man, they gonna hold their nuts. They not gonna apologize. Exhibit D, Steve Harvey. Man, I can go on and on and on. But the bigger they are, the more of a soft.
I get where he's going with this. I get where he's going with this. Terry Crews, he's looks big and cock diesel, but he seems like he's softer than a marshmallow. We know Stephen A. Smith. He talks tough, but he's not tough. I get where he's going with this. Steve Harvey. I like Steve Harvey, though, but he's not really masculine. Not really manly at all. Yeah, but that this is the agenda is being amplified now even more because of this far left liberal feminist ideology movements, you know, where they come up with unrealistic things like things that are not even reality, like saying there's a gender pay gap between the WNBA and the NBA when there's actually a profit margin gap, because one actually makes a profit and a shit ton of profit, and the other one is losing a shit ton of money every year, because losing $10 million a year is losing a shit ton to me. Hold your ground, Terrence Howard. Big fan of Terrence Howard as an actor. He played it Hustle and Flow, and one of the best roles he ever did. Like I just loved him in Hustle and Flow every time Terrence Howard has a band. He's a musician for real. Like he could just him and his band. I think he's got a jazz band or a blues band or something like that. They could just go on tour, man. They could just go on tour. Terrence Howard could do whatever the hell he wants at this point. But yeah, Hollywood does have these agenda. Hollywood is playing too much fucking politics, too much ideology and politics. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.